Hey, you guys, it's Jenny Love, and I haven't been on here for about a week, but I wanted to come back on and let you know, guys know that I truly appreciate you listening to the podcast, these inspirational thoughts and downloads from God that He gives me, and I'm so excited to be able to share with you guys. But today, I just want to drop this quick nugget with you, and I just want to share with you. I shared it on my social media this morning, and it simply says, the greatest gift that you can give your friend when they've exhausted all of their possibilities and tactics that they need, when they're standing in need. And the greatest gift that you can give them is the gift of prayer. I found it to be true. I've used it in practically every day of my life since I became a believer. And I've had some wavering moments, but when everything else failed, prayer has always been the number one key. I had a young lady who was one of my friends on Facebook, and she put up prayers, please, and she followed that by tears. And I immediately went to my Facebook Messenger, and I called her. And she answered the phone, and she answered the phone in desperation, like, I just needed this. And that was the exact words that came out of her mouth. She said, I needed this. And I said, can I pray with you? And she said, yes, I need it. And I told her, I didn't even want to know the issue. I didn't want to know the problem. I just wanted to pray. Before I begin to pray, I ask God to give me the menu. Give me what to say, how to say. Lord, let it be beneficial for her, this prayer. And I told him to take Jenny out of the place. And I did not want to even come to a place of trying to figure out what her need was. And as I began to pray, and as God began to word my mouth, tears began to flow down her eyes. And that's what we are supposed to do as disciples of Christ. Tell a dying world about a man named Jesus who can save us from our sins, who that we are able to cry out to in the time of need. And so I'm so grateful that I was able to share with her God's word and God's love, and to let her know that God will never, ever leave her side, and she can always count on Him. And my words are to you on today that when you have exhausted all of your tactics, all of your ideas, and all your remedies for your problem, God is saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. That rest simply means to lie and rest in Him. The scripture also says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. To lie down means to rest. To lie down means to know that He has it all in control. God wants us to know that He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He is El Shaddai. He wants us to know that He is everything that we need in the time of need, in the time of sorrow. God wants us to come running to Him on today. And I want you to share that with your loved ones, with your close friends. When they have a need, the greatest gift that you can give them is the gift of prayer. Not materialistic things, not money, not nothing of that nature. The gift of prayer is the greatest gift that you can give a friend. Until next time, you guys, it's been great. I just want to come on here and share this nugget with you guys. With being said, the greatest gift that you can give a friend is the gift of prayer. Be good, be safe. I can't wait to share with you guys again this week. You guys be blessed.